Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Press release. Verdict of death sentence for Hasina. The secular tyranny that created Hasina remains. The International Criminal Court ICC has delivered a historic death sentence against the ousted Bangladeshi tyrant Sheikh Hasina. For the oppressed people of Bangladesh, this verdict provides long overdue symbolic vindication and stands as a powerful indictment of a regime that trampled basic humanity. But this verdict demands sober reflection, not just celebration. True justice requires systematic change, not merely the punishment of a tyrant. The root cause is the US-led international order, which preaches democracy while practicing quote-unquote geopolitical pragmatism. Western powers consistently prioritize quote-unquote stability and geopolitical economic interests over human rights, justifying authoritarian repression in nations like Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Egypt in the name of development. A pro-Western dictator is always preferred over an unpredictable democracy. This reveals the fundamental hypocrisy of the secular democratic model, a quote-unquote democracy of words but a dictatorship of deeds. The alliance with autocrats is not a system failure, it is the system itself. The verdict against Sheikh Hasina, while significant, does not alone secure true liberation. Our struggle must therefore evolve from removing individual tyrants to dismantling hypocritical geopolitical architecture that produces them. The cycle of creating and then removing dictators is a direct consequence of the power vacuum left by the fall of the Uthmani Khilafah, Ottoman Caliphate in 1924, which was filled by a Western-designed order that prioritizes control over genuine justice and conscience. Since the destruction of the Khilafah, the belligerent West crafted a narrative to discredit its caliphate return, by falsely portraying it as a 1400-year monolith of oppression. This Orientalist narrative selectively highlights certain figures like Hajjaj ibn Yusuf or a few Mamluk sultans, while ignoring the robust legal and ethical frameworks that constrained autocracy. The Uthmani-Ottoman Khilafah operated on the quote-unquote circle of justice, Deir-e-Adliya principle, explicitly linking state power to public prosperity. Sultan Suleiman earned this title Al-Qanuni, the lawgiver, through systematic legal codification, not arbitrary rule. Furthermore, upon conquering Constantinople by Sultan Mehmed II, the Conqueror, the mid-15th century Uthmani millet system granted religious minorities significant self-governance, while independent scholars ulama and Sharia law served as a permanent check on the Khalif's authority. The principle of accountability is concretely exemplified by historical courts of injustice acts, Mahkamat al-Mudhalim, which allowed citizens to seek legal redress against powerful state officials. While the rightly guided caliphate is our ideal, the later caliphates were not simplistic tyrannies of Western law. They were complex systems with inherent mechanisms for justice across religions and races. O people, you must channel this moment beyond the downfall of one tyrant and towards the liberation from a system that breeds them. True and enduring change lies not in replacing faces but in implementing the divine governance under Khilafah's ruling. This system, designed by the all-knowing Azawajal, is uniquely equipped to dismantle autocracy at its root, establishing immutable constraints on power and prioritizing justice for all. The struggle now is for this transcendent change to replace the fallible, oppressive models of man with the just and sacred order of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran,
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum wa'lamu anna Allah yahulu bayna al-mar'i wa qalbihi wa annahu ilayhi tuhsharun.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 24. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayah Bangladesh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.